Bethy, you have a confession to make.
It's a really embarrassing one.
That's all I know about it is Bethy, when we first got on, she's like, I have a confession. I was like, well, don't tell me now. Save it for the show. I have something to tell you too.
Oh, is it a confession?
More of a story.
Okay. Does it? Okay. I'm really embarrassed to tell you my confession.
Does it involve like the chins up challenge and the food?
It involves a conversation from last week.
It's an update from last week, a confession. God, there's so much to update. Okay, lots to get to. Oh, you really piqued my interest. Oh. Hello, I'm Ross Matthews.
And I'm Ross's bestie since high school, Bethy Hungerford.
And even though we live on opposite sides of the country, we talk on the phone every single day. And what do we talk about most?
Food.
Yes, food. And your non-existent dating life.
Oh my God.
But mostly food.
I'm a cookbook author.
Yeah, you are. And I've taken the reins of my health by cooking every single day. I call them my recipes. They crack the code on delicious food that's actually good for you.
And now we're sharing the food-obsessed convos we have every day with all of you.
Yep, it's all about food, friends, and fun. This is Hello Recipes. And welcome to the program. Hi, it's me, Ross Matthews, joined by Bethy. You know the drill. Hi. Okay, I can't, don't dilly-dally. I need to know. So you tell me I have a confession. You actually texted me in the
I
middle of the week
did.
I have a confession, and then I forgot.
Okay, did I text you in the middle of the week or in the middle of the night?
I don't
Or the middle of the
remember.
week
It
or the
was
middle of the
whatever it
night?
was. It was like a confession. And I said, save it for the show. And then when we got on, you said, I can't wait anymore. I need to know. What is it? Tell me. Because
Ross, you're
what?
gonna think I'm a disgusting, terrible person with no willpower.
Hey, I
And
need you
maybe
to know.
that's right.
I need you to know something right now. I already think all those things about you. Okay. And I mean that.
I don't doubt it.
So wait, what?
Okay, so do you remember last week I admitted to eating a bag of Lucky Charms marshmallows that I bought?
Yeah, that made you sick and hurt your teeth, and you were like up all night feeling gross about it. And you admitted it, and we all sort of judged you because it was a big bag of just the marshmallows from the Lucky Charms.
Yes, for my kids for Valentine's Day. And because I had bought these two bags and I
Because
ate the
you have two
two
kids.
kids.
So with the second bag, I assume you split that into two small bags that you'll then give to the kids on Valentine's Day.
Well, I would have done that if I hadn't eaten
You know, I knew it. I
it.
knew. Can I tell you, when you said to me, and really honestly, audience, Rossa peeps, we didn't talk about this before, but when you sent that in the
No.
middle of the week, and I think it was middle of the night, middle of the week, it's like you went to church and I'm confessional, right? And as soon
Yes.
as you said, I need to confess something, my first thought was, she ate the other bag of the Lucky
Was it
Charms.
really?
Honestly, my very first thought.
Because you know me so well. It was still in my room.
But did it not? But do you remember the feeling you had, how terrible you felt after the first bag of Lucky
Oh, I
Charms?
remember.
But then why, Bethy? Don't we need to learn from our mistakes? You can
Okay,
make a
this
mistake,
is.
but repeating it is problematic.
I repeat lots of mistakes on a regular basis.
Well, that's a mistake. Why you keep repeating that mistake? Stop making mistakes repeatedly.
I do you know what? The mistake here was keeping it in my bedroom at arm's reach and not just throwing it away when I realized I had no willpower around it. 'Cause I also bought like little like candy, what are those chocolate samplers for my kids? Haven't touched those because if I open it and then like those were more expensive. The Lucky Charm marshmallows were a dollar. So I'm not gonna like, I don't know, I'm justifying
Well,
it.
here's the deal. Listen, if people want to eat a bag of Lucky Charms sugar or make themselves sick, I think you'd go for it. Go nuts, right? Except I know you don't want to. That's the only reason I'm writing you is because you're my, you know, we're like my bestie. I've known you, I think, 69 years now. And I know, if you would have called me and said, should I do this? I'd be like, Bethy, you know, you're not going to want to. Do you regret it?
Yes.
Okay. So this is the right here is the Bethy I'm speaking to. This Bethy
Okay.
who regrets it. The
I
Bethy now
regret
who understands, who knows things, right?
it. Yeah.
What do you want to tell the Bethy who made the choice to make herself sick again by eating, punishing? Are you think, do you think you're doing it on purpose? Do you think you're punishing yourself?
Do you know what? Well, this time I didn't eat the whole bag. I just ate most of the bag.
Where's the rest of the bag then?
On my bed.
On your bed. So how much is, can I see how much is left?
Oh my gosh.
Like what
I go
percentage
get it?
Of the bag did you, yeah. Yeah. So I'll explain to the audience as you run and go get the room. Okay. Because I want to see how big this bag is. And two, I want to see if you're lying. So she's getting up and leaving, going to another room. So the bag, if you listened last week, is like, Ross Meeps, I'm talking to you, is the size of like a grab bag of chips. You know, like the 99 cent bags of like Cheetos or Funyuns. By the way, Funyuns, underrated chip. Anyway, Bethy ate that much. So how much is left? Oh, she's bringing the bag back. I'm seeing there is a good... Okay, Bethy, you are a woman of your word, okay? There is a good one third of that bag remaining.
Yes.
And you can you crinkle the bag so everyone can hear that's in a big plot?
Go ahead and crinkle. Some ASMR.
Oh, that's satisfying. Okay, so that bag... Last time you ate the whole bag. This time you stop. This is progress.
This is like, I ate like half the bag.
No, that'd be like two thirds of it.
Fine. But I didn't eat the whole thing.
Well, that is progress. But I'd like to
Thank
speak
you
to
so
the
much.
Bethy. I'd like to speak to the Bethy now. The Bethy who realizes like you don't want to do all that. So what does this Bethy know? And this, let's go to everybody. Cause I'm talking to you like, I don't make a mistake. Are you nuts? I promise you I do. But let's talk right now. You and I are in our right mind. We're not being taunted by the thing in the cupboard. Anybody understand that listening about the monster in the cupboard? And you can hear, only you can hear it screaming at you in the middle of the night. Mm-hmm. That, right? So you succumb to the monster in the cupboard. Right now you're not. So what is this Bethy now know that weak Bethy who succumbs to the monster doesn't know?
That it's not worth it. And like looking at this bag right now, I have very little desire to do this because I know if I have one, I'm going to eat the whole bag and I'm not in even in the mood for it. It doesn't sound great right now.
So what are you going to do about it? Are you going to like, you could just leave it in the cupboard and ignore it and have power over it. Like the monster's not going to hear you. Or the next logical thing to do with that is to bring it outside. Get a shovel, dig a hole 6 feet deep.
And bury it?
Bury it. Build a structure. Lay cement down.
Okay.
Build like a shed, but like really do a foundation cement.
Okay.
And then in that shed, store bricks.
Okay.
And then problem, that's the easiest solution. And every time you want to eat something, just go in the backyard and do that.
And move the bricks around. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Problem solved.
Okay.
Because then you can't get to it.
Okay. Well, a third option.
Yeah. So short of that.
Yeah.
What's the other option?
I could just throw it away because I know I have no willpower if
or
something
give it
is
away.
In my home.
Okay. Or short of that. So because the other option is you exercise willpower and have, you know, 10 marshmallows a day until the bag's gone. Okay. Or do we go, and I try to do this, I go to how I felt after I ate the thing that made me feel that way.
And that's what I did as I was opening up this bag, this second bag, I was opening it up going, last time I almost threw up. And then I went, these are crunchy and good.
But you know what? I want to sing your praises. You did then only eat two thirds of the bag. You stopped yourself as opposed. So it's progress, Bethy. Give yourself some credit.
And I've felt horrible ever since. But okay, can I just embellish on my, or expand rather on my confession? Because this week, and I haven't told you this, I also had a quarter pounder. I had a shamrock shake from McDonald's. I had taco time. I had pizza.
So how?
But I also went to the gym.
So we're okay. We are actively doing a chins up challenge where we're trying to lose our chins and make them go up.
Stop it. I'm not saying that I'm like, you know, I just know
I'm
that
also,
food.
Can I just tell you, I'm giving my bestie a hard time right now. Yes. Really, if you want to eat a quarter pounder, girl, just go nuts.
It was so good.
Of course it was. If you look at me and tell me like, Ross, life is so hard right now. What I need is quarter pounder and like charm, pizza. Yep. I'm like, put me in, coach. I'm your biggest cheerleader. I will sit there and jump up and down. And
you have in the past.
Give me a P, give me an I, give me a Z, Z, A. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But I believe, I also am going to be the friend to tell you this. You are stronger than that.
Yes, I know. But I've had the chins up challenge in my brain. So the day after I went to McDonald's, I went to the gym.
Good.
The day after I ate the marshmallows, I went to the gym.
Understood.
So I went to the gym this morning.
Wow, Bethy.
Yes. So I am in the game.
Proud
I'm
of you.
Still in the game, but I'm not a perfect person.
Well, and how's your mom doing? Because I know she joined the gym with you. How is that going?
Yes. She has still not gone to the gym, but I live with my mom. And you know my mom. We were in an acting
love your
group
mom.
With her.
Yeah. I love your mom because I joined the acting group that she was in charge of because they had pizza every Wednesday and a fresh tub of red vines.
Yes.
That's the whole reason I joined.
Yes. And that is... So my mom, pizza,
yeah,
red vines, she, yeah.
And I could count on your mom every Wednesday. And let me tell you something, yes. She never let me down.
She never let herself down.
God bless. Honestly, I love your mother.
Yes. But she also self-soothes with food.
Okay.
And, you know, her husband just died a couple months ago. Like, she's been going through a lot, but... Yeah. This morning I went in, I was chatting with her. She's like, oh, I can't sleep. I didn't sleep last night. And I was like, why? And I'm going to quiz you because she said, it's because of something I ate.
Oh, a quiz. Okay. Let's hit it.
So what do you think my mom ate so much of that she couldn't sleep all last night?
Oh my God. I'm going to go. Oh, let me lock in on ice cream?
Nope.
Let me lock in. So is it a... So I went for sweet.
It's not sweet. It's savory.
Oh, it's savory. Lock me in on a can of Pringles?
No. She couldn't sleep all night.
Okay. Lock me in on an entire jar of pickles?
No. Crunchier.
Crunchier than pickles? Crunchier than pickles?
There was something about to go off in the fridge and she was like, let's just cook the whole thing.
I have no idea.
And then I think she ate the whole thing.
So it wasn't a snack. It was a full meal of food that she ate the whole thing. So I'm out.
Ross. Okay. And this, I think, says a lot about me and who I am and how I eat because this is my role model here. Okay.
What did your mom eat?
A whole package of bacon.
A whole package of bacon.
It's so much that she couldn't sleep.
Oh my God. So real quick, and was it like a regular package of bacon? So what is that, like 14 strips-ish?
No, it was like it was probably like 24 strips. Like it was a big thing of bacon.
Like a family pack. A bacon.
That's, yes.
24 pieces of bacon. That's a lot of bacon. You know, your mom was just bacon for it.
Are you making fun of my mom?
No, I'm making fun of bacon.
Okay, I only brought that up because.
How does she feel? Like, why was she bloated?
She's bloated. Her face itches. She said, I think there were nitrates in there. And
you think? So this is a real problem. I thought, you know, I didn't realize what a problem this was for you. And I think a lot of our Ross Hoops can understand the monster in the cupboard. So that this is something we have to really tackle. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. All right. Well, I want to know from, listen, here's the deal. I don't judge your mom, just like I don't judge you. I don't judge even myself when the monster wins. You know, I'm not going to judge, but we have to have a game plan to fight back. Got it? We must.
Yeah.
We must.
But if that bacon hadn't ended up in the house, this would not have happened. So that's I stand behind just keep it out of the house.
Yes. Okay. Yes. Keep it out of the house. But if it's in the house, we need to have a mantra. Bethy, what's your mantra? What do you say to the monster when it's calling? What's the mantra?
I don't want to throw up.
Beautiful. Lots more show on the way.
Our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.
America starts the day with America in the Morning.
First of three pushes of storminess.
Hi, I'm John Trout, your host for the latest news, politics, entertainment, business, and weather.
A speech with political overtones.
Our staff of correspondents provide a fast-paced look at the world with specialized reports from where news happens.
Judge's decision was based on finding there is a likelihood.
So far, the central bank appears to be threading that.
Concise, accurate, and fresh each day.
America in the Morning, the podcast, available wherever you listen.
And welcome back to the program. Listen, I want to be very clear, Bethy. I don't want you to feel judged. I don't want your mom to feel judged, okay? Unless you're like, I would never want to be judged. I don't want any of our Rossies to feel judged either, okay? But a whole packet of bacon, whole thing. It's just excess going on.
It's a lot of bacon. It was a lot of bacon. It's gone now.
Listen, and I really want to be very clear that I'm not coming from a place of judgment, because do you know what my downfall is? It's like salty snacks. Do you know there was, I have something I want to tell you. So I love a, like a bar, you know what I mean? I love to go like, for example, perfect example, there's this bar called Toucans in Palm Springs. And for the first decade that I lived there, I would go every Friday at 5 for trivia. And what I loved about this bar.
Have you taken me there?
I'm sure, honey. I'm sure.
Okay.
What I loved about this bar is that they had, and this is when I first fell in love, when I first started going to Palm Springs in 2002, Donald Trump invited me to Palm Springs to be a judge from his Team USA. And I met him, and he's the reason I love Palm Springs. And I was like, this is a true story. When I pulled into Palm Springs, I was like, this is the mothership. It just felt like home. I loved it.
Yes.
And my first night there, the producers who like handled the celebrity judges of Miss Teen USA, which by the way, I've never been more qualified for a job in my entire life. Judging teen girls, I did it all through high school. Okay. So they say, Ross, we want you to be a judge. I had been on TV for like a year at this point. They didn't even pay, but it was a free hotel room in Palm Springs. I was like, what? I have $0.00. Free is exactly how much money I can spend on a hotel room. So I'll do it.
Yeah.
So they brought me out there, and the first night they were like, all right, we're going to take, where do you want to go? And I was like, well, is there a gay bar? I mean, all the producers are gay, so you must know. And they're like, oh yeah, let's take you to Toucans. This is back in 2002. They brought me to Toucans, and I walked in, and there was trivia on, and they had, Bethy, what did they have behind the bar that I was like, this is where I'm always coming. They had, are you ready?
What?
Popcorn machine. Making fresh popcorn. We're like, they put the butter packet in, and then it bubbles out. It was like red and white stripe, like a popcorn machine. It was so filthy, like the way the popcorn came out, because they've been doing it for 20 years, but AKA seasoned. So I was like, well, how much is the popcorn? They're like, it's free. I was like, oh my God. So I was very loyal to Toucans that I would go then all the time. And when I first started going to Palm Springs, I didn't know anything outside of Toucans. I would just go get I called it the poop motel. It was $39 because it smelled like poop. And I would stay there with my friends, and then we would go to Toucans.
The poop motel. Okay. That's a conversation for another time.
It's
go
been
on.
Torn down since. But so it was, I would just be very loyal to Toucans. And then one day I showed up and I was like, popcorn me. And I noticed the aroma of fresh popcorn was not in the air. And they said the machine is broken. And so we rather than fix it, we've decided just to scrap it because it's expensive to repair it. The popcorn's expensive. And so
you're the only one who eats it.
No, everybody ate it. We have thrown the popcorn machine out. And I said to Bethy, at this point, I was no longer working for free. This was like 10 years later. I said to them, I will pay for a popcorn machine. I will buy a popcorn machine, put it in, and I will pay for all the popcorn for the rest of eternity. Like, I will just carve out a budget in my life for the popcorn at
Which
two cans.
Sounds like something you would actually do.
100%. Of course, I want a plaque, mm-hmm. Ross Matthews on the, you know, maybe it's a bronze statue, whatever. It's not too much. Or just make one out of popcorn. Anyway, the point is this. They turned down my gracious offer because I think it was too weird for everybody. I don't think they thought it was serious. And I was, Bethy, tell the people. You know
me. I believe that you actually would have committed to that and done that and felt great about it.
To this day, I would still be sending a check every month to cover the popcorn expenses.
I believe you. I truly do.
Because it's not only sometimes about what I want, but what I think should be in the world and what should exist.
Yes.
That should be in the world.
Yes.
So they turned me down. And so the truth is, I haven't been back to Dickens really that much since. I started going somewhere else.
And does this new place have popcorn?
They have different kinds of snacks, but I'll tell you this. They have like a Chex Mix, and this is not where they leave it out and everyone's fingers going. Like that's the old way at the, now it's like, do you got some of that Chex Mix? And they give you a little bowl. Great. But I love a salty snack. There's a place in Manhattan called Mondrian Orient, whatever. It is very fancy, but I love going because they have a nut medley and it's no almonds, but it's like nuts covered in almost like a, I don't know, like kind of a sweetness, but super salty. It's a great, I can't explain it, but I asked them and this is like where like celebrities go, right?
Mm-hmm.
I like the nuts. That's why I go there. And I made friends with the people and I go, tell me about the nut mixture here. Like, so they brought it out, the bag out so I could take a picture of it and I found it online. That's the point. Anyway.
Did you order it?
Yeah. I tracked it down. I got you, girl. But
okay,
that's a fancy place. I don't need a place to be fancy, okay? And there is a bar near our house here in New York that is terrifying looking in the best possible way.
What way?
Like
is
when you
that?
Look at it, like neon sign, dive, brick. Like when you close your eyes and picture like the diviest of dive bars.
I'm thinking of that one in downtown Mount Vernon called the Town Pump.
Divier than that.
Okay.
Like, I always felt like, God, if I went there, I'd need to pull up on a, you know, like a big hog.
Okay.
Like a Harley Davidson. Not the kind of hog your mom eats all night. I mean, like a big a big Harley Davidson. Okay.
Understood.
And for 2 years, I've been telling Wellington, we're going to that place. And so every time we drive by, he's like, pull in there. You know, one time he was like, I'm taking you somewhere special. And he pulled in and they're like, what are we going here? He was like, just kidding. And he pulled out. Like, it's been this ongoing joke. And so finally I was like, last weekend, most recent weekend, I said, we're going. So Saturday, I think it was Saturday or Sunday, I forget. At about 3 o'clock, we pulled in. 3 o'clock, that's my peak hour.
Mm-hmm.
And I went in. And what I'm telling you, I prefer dive. Mm-hmm. I prefer it to be a little funky, you know,
it's how
dirty.
We were raised.
It's how we were raised. I'm not a fancy person. I'd rather go to down home, paper, tablecloth, no tablecloth, whatever. Mm-hmm. Give me a little dried barbecue sauce on my menu, I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
We walked into this bar. I'm not going to name the name of it because it was disgusting. And when I tell you, smokers.
Smoking inside.
Like the bar.
I thought that was illegal.
Right? It is. They were smoking next to the sign that said no smoking. Everyone was smoking. We sat there. I like look at while I'm like, I don't want, but they're like, can I get you? You know, they come up like that. And I was like, yeah, would I order a drink? And I was like, and I'm looking about like, I'm panicking. Like, what do we do? And then they go, it was Sunday. Cause she goes, on Sunday, you get free lunch if you order a drink. So what do you want? And I look at this big chocolate that says free lunch with a drink.
Hold on. What was the free lunch?
Can I tell you, Bethy?
I cannot wait.
I'm going to tell you the truth. And this is what I want. I'm setting up how much I love a snack with a drink at a bar. So much yes. so that I will pay to, I will offer to supply popcorn for the rest of my life. I would have put it in my will yes. that even after I passed,
believe you.
That my estate would then pay for the popcorn for the rest
of
eternity.
I believe you.
You understand? That's how much I love getting a free snack, a snack with my drink, a salty snack. I don't care how many fingers have been in that bowl. I want it all. I want, mm-hmm. give it to me. Mm-hmm. What do you think I said to the lady when she offered me my free lunch with my drink?
I'm guessing you said no.
Bethy, I said, oh, well, you know what? I'm full.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's going to be a no thank you, but thank you so much.
Okay. And the lunch was what? Like a big sandwich?
Can I tell you something?
What?
I was too scared to ask. Yeah.
Okay. You just didn't trust anything.
Honestly, no. And maybe that's growth. Maybe that's me growing up a little bit, because to turn down free food, it's gotta be pretty gross. But I found myself saying no.
How was your drink?
I had half, and then I had to get out the smoke. Couldn't do it.
And what did Welly think?
He just laughed at me, because I've been obsessed with going there for 2 years, mm-hmm. and he knows me. Like, I get obsessed with things, and then I get too close to the sun and I get burnt.
I've seen you do that.
Yes. And it's always something weird, and I get like, yes. I gotta do it, I have to go, I need to do this, uh-huh. and then I go and I'm like, get me out of here, yeah. out of here, this is bad,
this is weird.
So mm-hmm. he just looked at me and like, I mean, like, you know, like a news channel was on the TV, a news channel that like I don't watch, and mm-hmm. like cigarettes everywhere, and it was just like, okay, I'm good. He's like, you happy? You good? Did you get to come here? Are we here?
Did you? Okay.
Yes. I am, but I got it. Let's go. I understand. I know I'm the problem. It's me.
Understood. But like, here's a real question. Did you fear for your safety?
If I ate the free lunch? Yeah.
Okay. Understood. But you felt safe. I don't know.
I don't
know. That just sounds.
No, I'm good. I just try it. Try to step to me. I'll take you outside, bro.
No, you wouldn't.
Yes, I would. No, I was fine, but I would not have been fine had I eaten whatever. It just was so grody, and I just want to say, you know, maybe, and we're all talking about self-growth here, maybe that's part of my chins up challenge, is that I was able to walk away from a free bar snack, you know.
Yes.
You know what it was the word lunch. If it would have been like free snack, I would have been like, well, what you got, let me see it, you know, like, are you what is it? But lunch weirded me out.
And you know it's going to be mostly bread.
Oh my God. Can you even, I don't even want to imagine what sort of deep fried yuck they'd have to blow cigarette ash off to bring to me. I'm good. Thanks so much.
I'm imagining like a big hoagie roll with like a slice of slightly sketched turkey or something.
You know what I pictured? I pictured like a microwaved corn dog.
Quite possibly. Yeah. Or microwaved pizza.
See, now that we say it, it kind of sounds good.
I had microwaved pizza the other day.
When was the last time you had a corn dog?
It's been a while, but so my mom loves junk food, and here's something I did. And bacon. We have mini corn dogs, fried mini corn dogs in the freezer.
See, that
I can stay away from.
That would be screaming my name all night.
No, because I don't know what it is, but that just like, ugh.
Corn dog dipped in equal parts ketchup and mustard. That is a great bite.
It's a great bite. Don't make me think about those corn dogs.
When a corn dog is like hot and like the outside is really crispy, but then like the cornmeal is still like mushy on the inside,
meal.
And the hot dog is so salty and the ketchup sweet and then the mustard's tangy, man. Mm-hmm. And then you have to like kind of pull it off the stick with your teeth, you know what I'm saying? And
the batter.
But in the bits of the batter that get stuck at the very end when you're done, you bite them off on the stick.
Yes. But there's no steak because they're mini.
You know what? I'm going back to that bar today. I got to go.
You know that's what they're serving. That with a side of bacon.
Yeah. Oh, man. Anyway, Rasa Peeps, what's your favorite bar snack? Where do you get it? Tag your bar. I want to know. It's like travel around. Because like I will go to these bars. For example, the best bar snack I've ever had was at the Saloon in Minneapolis, Minnesota. They have the best tater tots I've ever had in my life. And
You're a tater tot fan.
I don't care where I am on my... I think the tater tot is the most underappreciated potato product in there. I've said it. Mm-hmm. And I don't care where I am on my health journey. If I'm in Minneapolis, I'm pounding a pound of the Saloon tater tots. You know what I mean?
And what do you dip tater tots in?
Well, that'd be a pure ketchup.
Is that what that would be?
Yeah, I would. I mean, if there was a ranch option, yeah. If there's a barbecue, I'm going to do that. Ranch. But I'm telling you right there. I mean, of course, I would dip in a tater. If there's a tartar sauce, I would dip in a Thousand Island. I would dip in a honey mustard.
And what is the number one dipping sauce for tater tots for you?
Ketchup. You hate to be a purist, but that's, if I had to choose one, and I hate to live in that world, but I'd have to choose ketchup.
I'd hate for you to live in that world.
If you lived in a world where you get one dipping sauce with your tater tot, what are you choosing?
Blue cheese dressing. Girl, I love it so much.
You need more help than I can give you.
Understood. But it would be delicious. And we also have tater tots in the freezer.
What's going on? Weren't you just lecturing me about bringing in good food into the house?
I live with my mother. We have a lot of junk food in the house. So I'm just going to go ahead and give myself props for how well I'm doing, given all the stuff I have in my house that I need to resist.
Proud of us. More show coming up. Welcome back to the program. Bethy, what's our ingredient of the week?
It is something that we've talked about kind of recently, but we haven't really done a deep dive on this spherical item. It's spherical, but more kind of oval.
Spherical? Wait. A watermelon?
I'm talking here about the classic chicken egg. An egg. Eggs. My ingredient of the week. Eggs.
Is this some sort of yolk? Say
Not
it again because,
all.
Sorry, something about, I think our signal is scrambled.
Eggs. Eggs.
Bethy, I'm sorry, I'm interrupting. I'm gonna let you finish.
Understood. You got one more?
I'm sorry, he's not cracking you up.
One more?
I'll be honest, that last joke wasn't mine. I poached it from someone else.
Okay, I think he's done, guys. Eggs can be sweet or savory. He's still laughing at his own jokes.
It's good. They're good. I stand by them. Eggs. Yes, eggs are an ingredient that, okay. Much appreciation for eggs. I will say I can't do eggs too many days in a row. You know, like eggs for me, I've got to vary it up. So I like that eggs can last in the fridge for like a month because mm-hmm. I don't need more than 12 in a month. You know, like I'll mix up one morning, I'll have an apple with peanut butter. One morning I'll have yogurt and berries. And then one morning mm-hmm. I'll have a couple eggs, you know, and then I don't want to get bored, but they're definitely in my rotation. I'm not a fan of a hard boiled egg. I don't like the yolk.
Oh, I love like a perfectly hard boiled egg that doesn't have the powdery yolk, but is like still kind of like bright orange.
I don't like a runny yolk. If I do a deviled egg, it needs to have some sort of texture on it. It can't just be mush.
Wait, deviled eggs. I love deviled
eggs. I make great
eggs.
Deviled eggs, but you have to have scallions on deviled eggs for me. I just need that little crunch of something.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I do make a great deviled egg. I wonder, I should put that as a recipe. I've never made my recipe version of deviled eggs.
I think that would be an absolute hit. I love deviled eggs.
Mm-hmm. I don't like I said, runny yolks. I don't know. I'm very specific about, I don't like soft scrambled eggs.
So how do you order your eggs if you're scrambled. In a rest? And what do you say in addition to that?
Hot sauce.
You don't say, I want scrambled eggs that are hard.
No, I just trust they're going to be hard enough. The thing about eggs, if they're not hard enough, just like wait a minute. And like the heat of them will sort of cook them further, you know? Okay. So if they come a little soft, I just wait.
In the UK, when they cook eggs and serve them at a restaurant, the white is often even runny.
Give me 1 second. I'll be right back. Yeah, I'm back. I'm back.
The first time I saw it, I was so grossed out. And yeah, I love eggs. If I think about it too much, I can really freak myself out.
Oh, a lot of food I can't think about. You know, nope. What I mean? I can't think about what it is. I just need to detach my brain from it's not yes. that. It's not that. It's food.
Yes. Like eating an unsuccessful chicken embryo. Can't think about it.
Can't think about that. Won't nope. think about that.
Will not. And sometimes when you see it's got like veins and stuff in it, I can't even look. No. Can't do it.
No. You're gonna this one time we'll make an exception and eat it.
Understood.
Well, what do you think about eggs, recipes? Let us know. We'll start a conversation. How do you order them? How will you refuse to eat them? I do believe more than any other food out there, we are all super specific about how we like our eggs. It's why when you order mm-hmm. them at a diner, there's like countless ways you can order them because you like mm-hmm. them how you like them. How do
but
you
also
like
eggs, you use them to make meatloaf and chocolate chip cookies.
You're right about that, Bethy.
Kind of amazing.
You know what they go great with?
What?
A 24-pack of bacon. Bethy, I want to thank you so much for being here. I want to thank your mom for her contributions today. Even though she did sort of hog a lot of the conversation. Okay, here's the deal. Does your mom speak Pig Latin? Okay, gotta go. Here's the deal. Just because it's a lot of bacon. It's a yes. lot of bacon. It's a lot of bacon. We are a judgment-free zone. We don't judge. And all like you and I give each other a hard time. But what I don't want yes. to have people listening to our show thinking that we would ever shame anybody. We're not shaming you. We're not shaming me. We're not
no,
shaming
No, we're them. Having these conversations because it's real life stuff. It's what we do. And
Absolutely.
This is a safe space to talk about it.
And you and I try to keep each other accountable.
Yes.
But we also try to make each other laugh. So that's what we're yeah. doing. Why am I explaining this? Why do I feel the need to? People, you understand and you don't, right? But just understand that, like, you know, it's part of the process.
Yes.
Keeping it real. All right. Love you, Bethy. If you want to follow Bethy, she's at Hunger Mama. I am Hella Ross across all social media. The show is Hella Ross Pod on Instagram. Of course, it's Recipes on Facebook. Go to recipes.com. All the links are there, including the link to join our buffet where you can get the video of the show. I made a little video yesterday when I got back from the Super Bowl. I was saying hi to everybody. I had a little like a lunch moment with them. I know you've been uploading your videos as well. So
yep.
tons of content there. At the buffet, just go to recipes.com. The link is right there. Bethy, I adore you.
I adore you, my love.
Stay sweet.
And savory.
Okay. Oh, God. That was so gross. We can never sign up.
Can that please be our tagline?
Oh, my God. Ready?
Forward.
Let's
be
try it
sweet.
Right now. Okay. I'll save. All right. We want to thank you all for listening. And until next time, remember, be sweet.
Be savory.
Oh my God. Shut up.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Now here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band, and they must think this kid must have just been handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.